He doesn't want to inflate expectations for Salinger fans by describing the contents, beyond confirming that his father did continue to write about the Glass family, the precocious cosmopolitans who feature in beloved stories like Franny and Zoe and Seymour in Introduction, among other subjects. He would want people to come to it with no preconceptions, Mr. Salinger said. I wanted people to know that, yes, he did keep writing. There's a lot of material, and yes, it will be published. A film producer and actor who played Captain America in a 1990 action film that was never released in U.S. theaters, Mr. Salinger, 59, is to some degree an unlikely representative for a reclusive literary icon. He now has to fend off people his father called wanters, fans and journalists who hounded Salinger for an interview, an autograph, a photo, another book. These days, the wanters come to the author's son, seeking permission for film adaptations, plays, Salinger tote bags. Mr. Salinger said he is firmly opposed to screen adaptations and nixed the tote bag idea. He is agonized over some of these new initiatives, torn between wanting to honor his father's desire for privacy and control and wanting the books to reach a wider audience. There are signs that Salinger's profound influence on generations of American writers and readers may be waning. In an essay published in The Guardian earlier this month, the novelist Dana Zapnik wrote of students and teachers who aren't as enamored of Holden Caulfield, the phony, hating protagonist of The Catcher in the Rye, as previous generations, and an Electric Literature article published last year suggested alternatives and supplements to the book by female and non-white authors. While he rarely gives interviews, Mr. Salinger has opened up more about his father recently. He has felt compelled, he said, to counter the claims in a 2013 documentary and a tie-in book by David Shields and Shane Salerno, which caused a stir with the revelation that Salinger had left behind five unpublished works, along with instructions to publish them between 2015 and 2020. So much in that book and movie were utter fiction and bad fiction, said Mr. Salinger, who noted that his father encouraged us to take our time and didn't give a timeline for publication. Mr. Salerno said that the book and the film were based on nearly a decade of research and were legally vetted. He added that he felt vindicated by Mr. Salinger's recent statements that the writer's unpublished works will be released in coming years. Matt Salinger finally confirmed to the world that what I wrote back in 2013 was true and that more than 40 years of his father's writing would be published, Mr. Salerno said in a statement to the New York Times. For now, the contents of J.D. Salinger's archives remain a closely held secret. His unpublished work sits in a secure storage facility between his son's home in Connecticut and the New Hampshire home of the Salinger Trust's other trustee, Salinger's widow, Colleen Salinger. She declined to comment for this article. Matt Salinger has been preparing the unreleased work for publication since 2012. He sometimes found himself getting lost in the files, entranced by his father's voice. Everything's a rabbit hole, he said. Creating digital files has been daunting, he said, because he has not been able to find reliable optical recognition software to convert the handwritten pages into electronic text, so he types the material himself.